The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't fence corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Come, Jesus, come and take preeminence in this today. As you have taken over the meeting, feasting with heaven, feasting under your Father's feet, feasting under you. I just want to say, have mercy on us. I'm drawing, asking, and drawing mercy from our daddy, from our great daddy, our father, the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Help me. Help me. Bless me. Raise me. Quicken me. Help me. Oshewu. Thank you, Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help this spirit of my soul. Help me to minister to your people. Help me to minister to your people. Let me, I want to serve under you. My desire is to serve you. Let me serve you, Jesus. I want to serve you. Help me 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 to serve a steward this afternoon. Don't let me wander. Guide me. Bring, connect me so quickly to thought. I pray for utterance. Enablement to be able to paint and say it as I ought to say them. Thank you. I receive and we receive the ministry of help from your ministering spirit. Give life to your people. Give me life. Give me spirit. To give life. And give me spirit to give life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
And I'm sure any atheferu komara tenia paru minu ateni andu manu ashimeni kaski barana. Omenuwezi tiniasa bashapara patanimaka. For I'm sent here from heaven. I'm sent from heaven. I'm sent from heaven. I'm still with you from heaven. Come to minister you from heaven. To minister you from heaven. Here to minister from heaven. To see you in the heart from heaven. From heaven. Secrets. Secrets. Secrets, secrets, even permissions, even into the blessings of promises, even blessings of promises, even blessings of promises, even blessings of promises. For I've come even to grant access, even into the world of promises, even promise to promise, even promise to promise. For I've brought even utterances, 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 even to paint promises, to show the world of promises, to grant even the wisdom about promises, even into the wisdom of promises. I've brought a tongue, even a tongue for promise, even a tongue for the promises, even a word for the world of the promise. Yeah, I've come to paint promise. I've come to show promise. I've come to make known even wisdom concerning promises. For you need to know my promises. You need to know the promises. You need to understand the promises. Yeah, our covenant leads to promises. And what promises are, even from promise to promise, that you might own even my promises, from the promises that are everlasting, even into the eternal realm. I've brought wisdom, I've brought judgment, yeah, entrance, even into the house of promises, even into the blessings of promises, promise, even promise to reward, even promise to reward, even promise to reward, even promise to reward, promise, bring you promises, I've come to speak promises, I've come to give skill even into the world of promises, even promises, promises, I'm an angel with skill even for to divide even the promises.
Amen. Now quickly let's go, because we have little time left. I'm trusting God that I won't inspire you. Amen. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We give glory to God. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to actually put things again well. Praise God. As I began to teach yesterday. Praise God. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. In the book of Hebrew chapter 8. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 6, but now had he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. So it's clear that covenant first, then promises after. Praise God. Now the need for a new covenant. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place be found sought for the second. For finding fault with the covenant, which was the Old Testament, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Amen. So, God promised a new covenant. Amen. And the purpose of covenant is so that we attain the promise. So, what God, where God was taking us to, is showing us the way to promise. Not so, Reverend. It's showing us where the way to promise. So, I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Joseph, house of Judah. I'll make covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Amen. Shout hallelujah. Amen. It used to be one house before. In the days of the kings of Israel, Book of Kings, houses, the house became a divided house. It became Judah's house and Israel's house. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them. Amen. I took them, praise God, by the hand to lead them. I took them and to lead them. There is no way you make covenant without leading. So there is no way without what, sir? Without making covenant, without leading. You, in leading us, that's how God help us to what, sir? To get us to make covenant. He led me to make covenant. Amen. I love the word, he led them. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt. I led them from the house of the house. Because they continued not in my covenant, I regarded them not. So when he led them into the place of covenant, hallelujah, he made covenant with them, not directly. He made covenant, are you listening to me, with stones instead of them. And yes, and they took it for covenant. God anticipating and expecting that later on, the covenant of on stones will later become the covenants in their heart. And Bible said, they regarded them not. You see that the covenant failed in their generations. So God said, I have to sort for another. Thank God that God wasn't giving up on us. So when God was making the covenant with Israel, amen, shout hallelujah. So he led them. The Pharisee, Sadducees, so many years later, maybe nearly 1,000 years or so or more, could not get to the covenant. There was a place, the stay, and that was what God hated. God never wanted the Pharisaical body at all for Israel, because they found the seat of Moses and sat on it. They stay at the door of the kingdom, not letting anybody in, and they themselves are not entering. What was Jesus saying is that this one's never continue to come. Not so, sir. You hear me? Jesus said they sat and they stayed where? Even the Pharisee has capacity to locate the kingdom's door. Let's show me that place in the whole, in the book of the Gospels. Amen. Jesus is great. Saying the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that they that observe and do, but do not yet after their works, what they say, and do not. But there is something Jesus said, that if they are not entering and not allowing people to enter. Now, but woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. You see, their capacity. For ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering towards the, to go in. Amen. Can we say amen? So, of course, there is no kingdom of God, or there is no kingdom of heaven without covenant. Of course, you know that kingdom simply means life. Entering into life. Hallelujah. Because the essence of the kingdom is the life itself. So kingdom of God is a life of God entering into God's kind of life. Like I said, you can't say because you're born again that you have entered into life. No. There are responsibility for life. Praise God. Is that clear? Nobody enters into the kingdom without doing that. What it takes to have life. You can't enter into life without having understanding of what it is. Kingdom is life. Entering into life. The kingdom of God is life. What I mean by life, praise God. Hallelujah. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. There is the lifestyle, not so, in kingdom, which is conversation. But there is also life reign in the every kingdom. There is the lifestyle. And there's what again, every one of us, life reign. So to every life that God has provided, there is a lifestyle. And that once again, the life reign of the kingdom. When you get to a reign of a kingdom, you have, that's the time you really have the life of that kingdom. Meaning you have the crown of that kingdom. You can have a style of a kingdom. You can have life, but you don't have the crown of the life. So the crown of the life is what is referred to as promises. The promise. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
now we all need the skill, help of God to attain promises or obtain promises. We give praise to God.
Hallelujah.
Am I communicating to you? So,
oftentimes,
what we call, amen, praise God, what we call promises are not promises. Amen. I hope I'm communicating to you. What I call, what we call promises, they are not what, sir? But what we mistake promise, amen, for conversation. Shout hallelujah. I hope I'm communicating to you. Which is also life. So conversation is life, but not life enough. We give praise to God. These are the things that must be settled. The conversation is not life. I can have a conversation, but the end of the conversation matters. It's when you come to the crowning of the conversation, or you come to the very peak of the conversation, or the covenant, the life, finding the covenant of every conversation and coming into his promises. I don't know if I said something to you. Let me just show you something. How God designed angels. We'll see it. Son of Man, take up the lamentation against the king of Tyre. Look at what they said concerning him. Full of life. It's full of life. Ezekiel 28. Son of Man, take up the lamentation against the king of Tyre. Say unto him, thus saith the Lord God, you sealest up the sun. So he has got seal. He didn't just, he sealest up the psalm. So the psalm is wisdom that he is full of. That's, it's perfect. You see, this word perfect in beauty is not works, it's promise, it's a crown. So when they were describing Lucifer here, they first of all describe his crowns. Then the next one, let's see. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. That has been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your crown or covering. I love the word covering. Is that clear? Yes, what is the word covering? Every one of us. Something resting upon him. Something upon. Crowns are on. They are on. Covenants. Beneath him is a walk of covenant. Can we shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. I don't know, maybe am I making some spiritual understanding here? Now, right upon it, God now crowned him. All those stones are evidence of mastery. Shout hallelujah. To carry out a duty for God. Upon the mountain of holiness, on the holy mountain. You were, thou walkest up and down. Where? That was upon the holy mountain. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You are the anointed cherub that covereth. Also, you can see, it is also a crown of the holy mountain. Now, to crown him, meaning Satan is decked with promises. You get me? Shout it again, every one of you. So was decked. Sorry, that's a past tense. He was what, my brother? So, when was a crown are promises. Hallelujah. I'm sure you must have been taught that here. Praise God. What are crowns, every one of you? They are promises. Shout hallelujah. Blessed is the man which endured temptation. That is work. And what happened to him? And when he's tried, he shall one receive the crown of life which the Lord had promised to them that love him. Now this is the end of everlasting life. There is a crown on everlasting life. There is a crown on Christ's life. Can we shout hallelujah? Hallelujah? Many may not have seen it. We had actually done some reigning in Christ. Because it's not evident. So evident. Crown, Christ's crown is not as evident and very, very manifest like everlasting crowns. So when you see a minister having a breakthrough And another minister, his ministry doesn't have that kind of breakthrough. I'm not talking about breakthrough in the teens. I'm talking about breakthrough into hearts. It's because the minister has got a crown. Shout hallelujah. Reverend Busia has crowns. It's got crowns. Amen.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Yes, sir.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And some of you wear crowns. Amen. Crowns of Christ. So where God is getting you, and you have conversation, you are learning and growing in the body of everlasting life. And God wants you to come into crowning. Amen.
Amen.
So promises crowns the effort. Promises crowns the work. When I say the gift of God, that's a crown. The gift of God is what, sir? Is eternal life. That's a crown. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give me that Hebrew. Let me just show you something here. We are coming back here, but I need to may do some divergence so that we can have a proper light. Not according to the covenant I made with you. Have not. Give me Romans. Romans 6. Hallelujah. Thank you. Give me 22. Now, being made free from sin, became servants to God. Are you saying that? This is service. Amen. And service occur for covenant. Without service, there can never be a covenant made. Service is doing the law that is given. He have fruit unto holiness. When you have fruit unto holiness while serving God, to bear fruit, to bear evidence of works. Now that fruit unto holiness, they are covenant. They are what, my son? And the hand everlasting. You see, this life everlasting is not everlasting life. That is a conversation. It's a crowning. That's when you really have the life. So what James was talking is, you enduring temptation, you bearing fruit unto holiness. And then God will give us what, sir? The crown of life, which he has promise. So you can see what God really called promises are crowns. They are crowns. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All of us are not saying amen.
Amen.
They are crowns. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We give glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I say we give glory to God. Now, fruit are crowns you bear. Fruits are crowns you bear. Amen.
Amen.
Say it after me.
Fruits,
you know, fruits nature. Fruiting. When you fruit, they are the crowns you bear. So what I mean by crowns you bear, covenants are crowns you produce. But you don't produce the covering. You can develop fruits. So what are fruits? Fruits are the development you produce the head that can wear the crown. Immediately the tree yielded almond fruit. It budded, became a fruit. It became flower, it blossomed, bald almond. They say it can never be used. It has become something else. It has become something of note, put it in the ark of a covenant to represent, hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A witness that the person that will find entrance into the most holy, shout hallelujah, and miss the sons of Levi, praise God, is Aaron. Aaron's rod that budded. Can we shout hallelujah? So I said, when I say fruits are crowns, why fruits? Any balls, amen. Shout it, every one of you.
Balls.
When is a ball? Say balls.
Balls.
Is it these balls? These are footballs. God threw balls in the galaxy. Galaxy is made up of balls. Am I talking to you? Balls are stars. So crowns don't have horns. Crowns are balls, roundabout, solid. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh my God. We give glory to God. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you. Shout hallelujah. So what did I say? Stars are balls. So what is the meaning of balls? Fruit, not so, Pastor. And at the same time, and you can see fruit. And we have different types of ball. We have rugby that is conical in shape, like your head is a sphere. Shout hallelujah. It's a sphere. So God is showing you, he's giving us an example. That is, some of these stars may not be completely round. They are different. They are a round cloud star with differentials. Am I communicating to you? I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Pillars are walks. Rounds of... Are you getting me? Circles are crowns. So circles stay on pillars. Like the seven churches, they are walks. Then from walk, you get to a star. And those stars are the one that has capacity to govern seven churches. So you can see when he's a minister of the gospel, even in milk, God places some kind of star. That's what you are saying. So we have some kind of work of God, shout hallelujah, that can lead the church. Whether you like it or not, the body at large in Nigeria is committed to few individuals. They are star, they are star men. Like our daddy was teaching us yesterday, they are star men. And they will be there until God said it is time to remove them. But I also see some young boys positioning themselves quickly without being a ball. We can read, some of them are not, they are not balls. They are not yet a walk. They have ambition to be a star, to lead. Now, it is not you fashion yourself. It's God who make you a star. I hope I'm talking to you. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah?
Now, a lot of young stars who are popular use internet to rise. Purview. I knew the time. I was watching it. They're not supposed to break into that circle, but COVID gave them a right way into wanting to lead the body. They were filled with ambition to lead body of Christ. Shout hallelujah. Amen. And Satan did it. Satan did it. I was expecting some kind of leadership who has been under elders also who have been under that to take the lead. So some elders who are directly under, with whom I know they were discussing about the present leadership, young men that are cropping up. So one said to another, and said to him, they are in their 60s. They said, the people leading the body, the people they gave birth into, is not iron, no, it's stick. I hope the stick will not jarrah before it get to another person. That the birthing that was handed over to them
The man said it in a proverb. I just hope. Because there are things you see. It's not ability to talk English. There is a stain and walk. A star is kitted differently. Hallelujah. Body or walks or a pillar is a different thing. So the head is not a body. It's God who makes the head. I will make you the head and not the tail. It is I who will make you, to make you head. Is it his head? His star. To make you an head is to make you a crown. Shout hallelujah. So when we say a crown, shout hallelujah, is somehow like a star. So when you develop head, you are born fruit. When you bear fruit, then you can wear the crown. So crown cometh not from you. Not from you. You don't make your crown. Say, finally, I've reached there. Okay. Bamu ideati. Can you help me take, what is in your hand? Okay. Let me get silver and what again, sir? And gold. I think either is brass, not so? Shout hallelujah. What of silver? What do we call silver in Yoruba? Fadaka. What of gold? Let me just say this in Yoruba. It's more funny. You get, after you are born fruit, you look, nobody crowned you. Aya adabanwa murati fadaka. By nature, but getting him that was a basin, was in getting was in war. Eto Joti, Papa de Boy, and Ruin Monfe, and get there. Then you design the crown. Oh, yeah, if you Baba, and you call them a war, one by the Lori and Wayne, you ain't call them a Mori and Kilonshe, Fia Desimilori Monsof, and there. Now, some people, a lot of people are wearing. Now, say, amen. So, what is happening in Nigerian politics? It's happening in the church. The soul. Check if you want to know. If you want to know what is going on in the world, check church. It's not easy for a church to defeat the world around him. The power of a church is that that church overcometh the world of their vicinity. Can we shout hallelujah? So the rulers of the darkness of this world are stars. Dangerous beings. Amen. They are stars. You all know that Bible describes angels as what? But they are more than that. No angel is not a star. Principality and power, they are all star at different level. Amen. Amen. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will ascend into heaven. Then the first heaven. Who states there? Stars of God. Amen. Stars of God. Meaning promises of God. I hope I'm communicating to you. Who stays in first heaven? Promises is not work. Amen. Is not somebody who has development. Is a crown already. A crowned work has become a promise. So they give you promise to turn you into a promise. They give you promises to make you a promise. And when you become a promise, hallelujah, it means you are a crown of that life. You're showing the life from a different point, at a different height. You have access to the life. You own the life. You operate the headship of the life. You operate the authority. You are not going up. You're actually coming down. You're actually exacting downwards. That's why the crown is upon. So there are things work. There is a thing a work can do. When God is building you up as a minister, you're a work, and there are things you can get done. But until the crown of what God is doing on you, in you, comes upon you, you change. When a man translates and transforms into a promise, he's going to handle the same thing with a different skill. We give glory to God. How many of us are saying amen?
Amen.
Shout hallelujah. So I watch men. They watch these men that are getting hold quickly. So announce a purview of some ministries. The COVID came. Ministers could not, people could not get, and they had conventions. So some people have to actually scout for people whom people can watch. People have been watching. Hallelujah. I think, Pastor Bushi, have some people contacted you to help increase your purview. So what people, now, there is that thing on the internet. They will give you a lying view of what is not your capacity. In actual sense, that is not the actual people watching you. So we have algorithm on nano machines. Are you getting me? That increase the number. So when somebody see your teaching, a lot of people are watching these people. Then immediately you go, the number increase. So because that will attract a lot of number. For example, I get to 100,000. Am I communicating? They're able to increase my number to 100,000. Hallelujah. I didn't know that. One time I checked, Benga, our own is just 2,000. What is wrong? Why are you not doing anything? Benga told me, Daddy, we are not supposed to do that. I know what to do. Benga is an expert. Benga is a programmer, high-tech being, one of the best in the country. Some of those high-tech company comes to him to come and train. When they have major jobs, he consults for them and leave them. Amen. What he is doing with his company now, no tech company in Nigeria can do it. He told me, he said, the secret is that he said God gave him a vision on how to start his company. He said the company should be modern after this kind of ministry. He said, this ministry develop manpower. He said, that's what we kept doing. We keep developing manpower. So we are not short of it. But you see, IT companies just use manpower. They don't know how to develop them. He said, that's where we come in, sir. So he started developing manpower. Hallelujah. And then he saw how God gave him wisdom, how he's going to drive it. So he was anointed. When I mean anointed, he was anointed to be spiritual around this tech company, this IT world. That's why I trust his judgment. Can we shout hallelujah? He will tell me it's not time. The spirit, and he has the timing of the spirit around that area. If I tell him about, oh yeah, what are you doing? He said, no, it's not time, Daddy. There was a time I wanted to force him by authority. Are you getting me? He fought back. He said, no, sir. That boy respect me. He shivers. But that day, something stood. I felt, okay, maybe it's the spirit of God. Let me just leave him. When I had lost hope, now this is the time to start. I said, what? He said, everything has arrived. The kits are complete. We can now do it. And since then, it began to work. So when I told him, I said, Atuta, he laughed. He said, if you want to go that way, are you getting it? We'll be doing things on scriptural. Am I talking to you? When you put per view and it's 600,000, you are going to invite demons. You are not calling to them. So some guys are wearing a crown that is not theirs. I hope I'm talking to you. Reverend, maybe you don't know. Some people study your message. You go and preach on big platform. Are you listening to me? Yeah. They study. They are your messages. Okay. So one called one of our brother in Ilorin, in Pastor Tosin's church. He said, they told me to come and teach about Jerusalem. It's you people that have it. We don't have it. Quickly send me a year that. Send me. It is you people's world. Then you now discover the platform, the people are more hungry than what you have. What you are not. You don't even know the world of the spirit. And you know, Satan is evil. Hallelujah. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. It's possible that some people are genuine. Praise God for that. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. Amen. And we shouldn't assume the position God has not put us into. We should cut our coat according to your size. I like being mini. Are you going to? Because when Kasala go boss, my brother. Bible said don't. Hallelujah. When the high priest is climbing the altar, make sure he has a bonnet under there to cover, lest his nakedness will be discovered. When you are climbing a height that is not your own, I've ever felt gone. I think, Baba, Galeo, Alufa, okay, how can you? Hey, yeah. And some people will be what, sir? Shout hallelujah. It was one Egungu that was dancing one day. Dancing. Highly say this, he was not knowing that everybody was looking. It was a film show. Some things have opened. Anytime he danced, people see his nakedness. Then the drummer will check the Egungu and check the reaction of the people. That this overjoy, this film show was too much. I get to be. Then they change the drumming style. Instead of he now began to turn he changed his salami the egungu. So Osadi is a different tone. He's talking to me. Then egungu, be careful. That's what he's saying. Am I not interpreting? Egungu, be careful. Egungu, be careful. Nigba to bere. Am I talking to you? Na yeti ring on. Egungu, be careful. Then egungu now look at face. It's good they were looking at somewhere. Out of say, he was no longer dancing. When he described what men are shouting for, is a different ball game. In our atori, I get him. Shout hallelujah. Amen. You should be careful the kind of dance you dance. Amen. Even though you'll be dancing and your nakedness shall be discovered. Can we shout hallelujah? Amen. Praise the Lord. Can we shout hallelujah? My prayer is those who lead the body, God will do it. It will put them there and strategize them. I get it. Those who are not, the Lord will sort it out. But those whom God has designed to put there. There are a whole lot of elders there that are healthy that I'm still praying for their manifestation. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Until the Lord decide to enter into the body with a message of deliverance, as he has said. Is that clear? Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Right now, I'm not seeing yet people who are as healthy as these ones that are there. I'm praying that God will do that transitional work. You need to be concerned about the body. Amen. But I just want to say, the Lord is the owner of the whole body of Christ. Shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah?
Amen. And if it's the Lord who chose this one, no, let him perfect them. Let him heal them. Let him equip them. It's not good to go when God is not saying go. So like I said, you can't crown yourself. Crowns always come from a higher realm. Crown is not your work. It's the work of the crownee. It's the crowner. It's the one who crowns. Somebody who give crowns. Amen. Can we shout hallelujah? You see, who the chief shepherd shall appear. You see, the chief shepherd, he shall receive a crown. You shall crown of glory that faded not away. The crown of glory that faded not away. The crown of glory. This crown of glory is actually the star's crown. Amen. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. Yeah, because the inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled, that faded not away. So, unfaithfulness out of the three promises or inheritance, not to fade. Amen. Apart from the body of the work, not fading is a very high pedestal. Can we shout hallelujah? So, the crowning, say the crown. The crown of incorruptible state. The highest dimension is the unfadingness. And nobody gets it, sir. No one gets it, the crown of glory. Except you are able to turn many to righteousness. It's a day that be wise shall shine as the, that be bright as the firmament. That's it. Shall be like the, well, brightness of the firmament. But they that turn many unto righteousness shall shine as stars forever. Is it that one? That's stars forever. They are, who are they? These are shepherds. Shepherds. That was a shepherd. There is something about shepherd. Shepherding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is something about shepherding. Hallelujah. Jesus said you should stay. To endure. You are doing something. You want to become everlasting. And you are carrying people on your shoulder. It's a double job because you want it. It's a double honor should be given to you. Those who are overseeing the people, overseeing yourself, because you watch over yourself, you take tea to yourself, and then to the flock. That's the privilege of a shepherd. Now, there is something about the gift of shepherding that gives you an advantage. You have the oversight. You take the oversight. Sight over. You come on top to look from upon. You look down at the sheep. You take the oversight. What they can see, you are seeing things from a higher, from a very high height. We give glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus will bless this word today. Amen. Can we say amen? Amen? So I was in Hebrew 8, not so? I want us to see some things in Hebrew 8. And now he had obtained a more excellent ministry. By how much he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. So you can see that the goal of the high priest is not just the covenant. It's where? Now, first of all, promises untouched. Promises that have not been taken. Promises that have not been received. Covenants are upon them. Covenants are upon promises that have not been taken. Immediately you remove the covenant, or you get the covenant. Hallelujah. You own the promises. You own the promises. Amen. What do you do, sir? You own the promise. Now, I can have conversation. I may not have covenant. I need to, this junction is very, very, very elusive. But God will help me to paint it. I can have conversation. I can have life. I don't have covenant. I can have life. I may not have its covenant. Is that clear? Say that after me. I can have life. And I may not have the covenant of that life. So that life isn't my own yet. So, I am in obedience. That's why obedience is lower than sacrifice. Open your Bible. Open your Bible. When I say obedience is better than sacrifice, it's not talking about, the sacrifice I'm talking about is not killing of rams and all that. I want to show you what I mean. Amen. Open to Hebrew chapter 5. Praise God. For every high priest is taken from among men, is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. For sins. For sins. That he may, what my dear? Offer both gifts. And what again? sacrifices for sins. We give glory to God that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. We'll come back. Let's see Hebrew chapter 8, the place I read, verse 3. Shout hallelujah. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. He has what to offer. He has something to offer. He has something to offer. What to offer? Jesus also, as an high priest, has something to offer. And the things he will offer are gifts and sacrifices. Amen. Gifts and sacrifices. These are the things you come in contact when you see the high priest. Is a gift offerer and sacrifices offerer. So let's see gifts and sacrifices. Amen. Now, sacrifices are higher than gifts. This is biblical sense. Amen. These wisdom from everlasting life. These are blessings of the manifold wisdom of God when you have grown in judgment. Yes. So God knows that a child can't see this. Hallelujah. Even a Christ may not know this. A Christ can start gradually building on the light of everlasting life. But to see this, you need to have some everlasting life to know this. You need to have some everlasting life to know this. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
I hope I'm talking to all of us.
Yes, sir.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah?
Can we say gifts and sacrifices?
Gifts and sacrifices.
All of us must say that for me.
Gifts.
So what is gift? What are these gifts? Shout hallelujah. Open your Bible to James chapter 1. And every good gift and every perfect gift cometh from God. Hallelujah. Cometh from above. Above here is everlasting life. The word above is everlasting life. Shout hallelujah. And cometh down again. It's from above. Above. And cometh down from the word above is the Father. The Father is called the above. Amen. Oh God, everlasting God. Am I talking to you? Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
The word above is the everlasting Father, the Most High God. But eternal God is more than above. He's from another planet entirely. He's from the east, where eternity dwells. But above, the everlasting God ascended to a height where creation can dare. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you. With whom is no variableness, no shadow of turning. Everlasting God has no shadow of turning, nor variableness. So it's clear. The lights are unvarying light. And the lights don't turn. They are light. Light are gifts. Not so. So the high priest has light to give. High priest, what are your gifts? I want to give you light. Shout hallelujah. So Jesus has God gifts. So I'm not talking about gifts as in times of ministry gifts, but I'm talking about gifts as light. Hallelujah. Light of God that will build me up. Light of God that will build me up. Shout hallelujah. Both good light and perfect light. Both good and perfect light. So that's what the high priest has as a gift to offer. Shout hallelujah. So to offer. So anyone who is ready for to be remitted, or one who is ready to inherit the promise of everlasting inheritance, need to be exposed to this high priest. That's why when he condescend and cometh to our midst, the first thing he will do is that he will purify us to identify the gifts. How does he purify us? Through his refining fire. He doesn't give gifts in the sanctuary. Hallelujah. He doesn't give gifts in the sanctuary. What he does with the sanctuary is that he will bring the experience, hallelujah, of his doctrine upon the sons of Levi. He is actually the refiner's fire, purifier of silver. He shall purify the sons of Levi. Hallelujah. So he doesn't need to, he doesn't get fire from anywhere. He is the fire. Just expose the children to them. Even if you expose the children to them, those children will encounter the crowning. Are you hearing me? Because he is the crown. He has come to lift them up. Are you listening to me? And we are not crowned until he cometh. How does he come? He comes into the sanctuary. That's why he is the minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle. Is that clear? So when he comes, the place he comes from is coming to his temple. Hallelujah. He said, the Lord that you the Lord you seek will suddenly come to his temple. What are we seeking the Lord for? His covenant. Because what is in his hand is covenant. But he doesn't share covenant of the life you've been living. You've been living a life, but he's got covenant. So the seal of every life is the covenant. So when this high priest appear in the sanctuary, that's why the Bible says is needed for to come, because the captain of their salvation is able to bring them unto glory. He wants to bring them to glory. Hallelujah. Who may abide in the day of his coming is going to come. Hallelujah. Who shall stand when he appeareth in the sanctuary? He is like the refiner's fire. He is unlike full of soap. Amen. He will refine. He will purge. He shall sit as a refiner or and purifier. Refiner and purifier of silver. He will refine and purify. Refine and purify. He will refine and purify. And make finer the silver. And purify it. First of all, you first purify before you refine. Hallelujah. And he shall purify. Who shall he purify? The sons of Levi. Those who are called sons of Levi, according to Malachi. Malachi is actually a New Testament priest. He wasn't talking about the present thing. He was talking about the future of Israel. The future of the priesthood that is coming. That the priest will need to wait for a refiner and purifier of silver. This is a great, 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 actually promise by God. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
And of course, you now by law and ordinance, you can't look for or you can't look for the blessed hope and the great appearings of the great God. Are you listening? Except you are a godly man. Not so. Now, how? Verse 12. Hallelujah. It's good to say these things. Amen.
Amen.
Teaching us that denying the ungodliness, worldly lust, we should live soberly. Not so. We should live soberly. Righteously. And godly. Where? So if you don't live against this present war, you won't be able to looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Are you listening to me? So the blessed hope, what is the blessed hope, son? That which will lead to the most holy. The blessed hope is the appearance of the high priest where? In the sanctuary. Oh my God. Can we shout hallelujah? And immediately he appears, he prepared them to take them into the most holy. You can't just cross because you're a godly man into the most holy. You don't have what it takes. Yes. There are things at that borderline that must be observed. Can we shout hallelujah? To be able to go there is not by your power. A veil is higher than you. There is a covering higher than you. And to break through that veil, you need an emissary who has gone past the veil and can call which entered within the veil. Wherein our high priest is for us enter. So the blessed hope is coming. He cometh to us. And what does he do for us? He purify the godly men. So godliness as is metal. Are you getting me? Metal what, sir? Formation. Is that metal-like? Everyone say amen. So when you say something is silver, meaning it's godly. When you say something is brass, you mean it's levy. So levy, who are levy? Righteous. Who are levy? Everyone say, who are levy? Who are they are the brass. Levi are brass. It's good you know this. Say amen. Amen. Levites are brazen in nature. They are the brass of the tabernacle. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Who are priests? Silver. Godly? They are the silver. Who are Levites? Brass, and they are what? Righteous. Can we shout hallelujah? So when you have lived righteously, you break into the veil. Then begin to learn godliness. So righteousness is life. Now you can enter life and not have life. To have life is to pass the altar of brass, reach brazen lava, tear the veil. You wear a crown. You wear a crown. As long as you break the matrix, you are wearing a crown. You may not have a crown. Some people, when you see some people, are very wonderful. They are in the kingdom, yet without a crown. Amen.
Amen.
I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. So you can be in the kingdom and not have a crown. Then you can move into the next level of dominion. Hallelujah. And you may not have a crown until you reach the veil. It is at the veil you are being crowned. Somebody comment. Say someone will come. Somebody came and then gave them, make them crowns. It is that crown. It can only take a crown to lead to a crowning. It is crowns that calls for crown. It is crowns, say it, son. That calls for what, my brother?
Crown.
Amen. So of now, wonderfully, I want to show you what Jesus did. He shall sit as a refiner and purifier of priests who are sons of Levi. And he shall purify the sons of Levi, not children of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver. Why will he purge them? I'm not hearing you. All of us should shout that, I beg you. What does that suggest? That tells you they are gold, they are silver, they are gold, they are silver. Purify silver, who have become gold. Now, they are gold, but they have not inherited full gold. They are baby gold. This is how you become newborn babes. You need now to desire the milk, sincere milk of the word of the incorruptible seed, the milk of the incorruptible, that ye may grow thereby. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Have you understood what I'm saying to you? So there is a milk there at the border of entrance. When you pass the gate, just as inception, just by the veil, you need to take some milk to be sure. Are you getting me? Shout hallelujah. To be able to eat the incorruptible seed. To be born of the incorruptible seed. I'm coming there. Am I communicating to you? Shout hallelujah. Say it again, every one of you. Everyone say, what is the incorruptible seed? The seed is the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. Liveth and abideth. Liveth and abideth. Good and perfect. This is when the high priest will open his Urim and Thummim to teach you judgment. You can't bear judgment. You can't do judgment. You can't take judgment. Shout hallelujah. I said you have capacity enough to comprehend judgment. Until you have what is called the mind of Christ. You have what is called what, son? The mind of Christ. That mind of Christ is called the crown of Christ. So the mind of Christ is not, oh, you don't just possess mind of Christ until you have what, son? The crown. You think Christ is mind. When he's in mind there, he's not renewing your mind. You hang on you the thinking pattern of Christ. It's a crowning. So the mind of Christ is the, hallelujah, is the diadem of Christ about your head. I hope I'm talking to you. And you, with that crown, because it's only a crown that can comprehend what the high priest is about to give. Shout hallelujah. He will now begin to disseminate light, first of all. What the high priest will begin to say to you, will begin to give us light. The first thing the high priest does is that he gives me gifts. To download the program of the cotyledon. That the incorruptible seed are die in nature. They are two. If you do botany here, live it and abide it. That's why you, so you can see when you open the seed, it's at suicide. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like my wife wanted to buy a phone for me. Say, you, there is this for you. It's like a book. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wonderful phone. You can see this side and see this side. Things are here. Things are here. So what is here first are gifts. What is a good gift? What is here? Perfect gift. Have I said something? Who can tell me what is in the incorruptible seed? So good makes you live. Perfect makes you to abide. I think it's the same meaning. Good light, perfect light. Amen. What are the purpose of this light? Amen. The light builds in you a capacity of somebody who doesn't vary. And somebody who does not turn. To be, are you getting me? Somebody who is unturning, unwavering, especially unturning, who doesn't have shadow of turning, is an abider. Have I said something? It's who, sir? An abider. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Alfred, sir, can you tell me what a seed is? Thank you, sir.
A seed is that which capacitates the good and the perfect.
Thank you so much. Have you heard? Amen. It has both what, sir? The good and the perfect life. There are two seasons in that seed, and it's called incorruptible seed. It's the everlasting word.
Yes.
The seed is the incorruptible, is the word of God. Hallelujah. The word of the kingdom of God. So word is a gift. Word is the gift of God. The word of God is the incorruptible seed. Is the gift of God. And this word of God is an embodiment of light. Light. In Livet, there are lights. Program of light. Light of judgment. Shout hallelujah. Then we say, okay, I am flooded with everlasting judgment of the good. Then I move on to become perfect. I have the, what's that? Judgment of the everlasting word of God. So I'm not just good as light. I have become perfect because I have both. Can we shout hallelujah? It's like Urim and Tumi. One is light. One is perfect light. That lady, one lady I was giving the tongue to me. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Say good light.
Good light.
Perfect light.
Perfect light.
Good light.
Good light.
Perfect light.
Perfect light.
So now, and we all know that there's another thing about seed is that seeds are the thing you turn into bread. Seed is flesh. In Bible, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground, it abides alone. When it falls to the ground, it does bear much fruit. Now, so the seed here, it's a corn. The corn. Hallelujah. And corn are what we grind and turn into flour. And Jesus showed us that the flour is his body that has been baked. When you baked a flour, you have turned it into the body. So Jesus see the seed as potential of flesh. Shout hallelujah. So Jesus calls the seed flesh. He calls it bread. He said, the bread I shall give to you is my flesh. The bread that I shall give to you is my flesh. Not so? Amen. I give you my flesh. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man shall eat this bread, he shall live forever. I am. He's saying that he is I am, not just physical body. So, and that bread I shall give is my flesh. So, this my flesh is just, it's not my outward body, is what I am. So, amen. I'm wonderfully sure. Did you see that? The bread that I shall give, what is it, sir? It's my flesh. Now, you say, I am the living bread. Not so. Which came down from heaven. If any man eat this of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I shall what? And the bread that I will give, what is it, sir? It's my flesh. Then you now say, I am the living bread. So what I'm giving to you as my flesh, that my flesh is me. So it's more than just outward me. It's who I am also on the inside. Can we shout hallelujah? Then he now said, if you don't eat this bread, you won't have life in you. So it means it's supposed to go into you. So if you eat the bread, I am in you. That's what he's saying to you. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, and I will give, which I give for the life of the world. Then the next one, there's another place again. The Jew is therefore strove among them, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? There's another one. Then Jesus said, I verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Do you see that? Please understand. Jesus is talking about the mathematics that you may not understand. No man can, except they help us. This is judgment. Except ye eat the flesh. So when Jesus called the flesh of the Son of Man, is not what, sir? It's not just, first of all, referring to this. If you cut this and eat, nothing will happen to you. So what is calling flesh is a meal. It's a spiritual body of God. Am I talking to you? That he carry. What is this flesh? What is this blood? Who can tell me? This blood and this flesh is his father inside him. Baba gone gone here. You get what I mean? Who is this, every one of you? Say it again. Where is the father? So who is he preaching? That's the person that is doing the work. He's the one that is talking in the Son. So what he is saying to them to come and eat is to come and eat the Father that is in him. So it means that Father, who is the Father, is the living bread. Hallelujah. Amen. All of us, can we say amen?
Amen.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah?
I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus gave room to the Father to be inside him. Do you agree what I'm saying? So Jesus was busy carrying the Father around, and he wants to give him for the life of the world. Amen. Hello, by so doing, Jesus on earth was our Father. So you can now understand Hebrew, God spake by prophet. In this last days, God spoke in his Son. So God was in the Son talking. He said, the words that I speak to you, it is not me who doeth the work, but my Father that is in me that doeth the works. So it means Jesus ate bread. To have the Father in him. Shout hallelujah. Jesus ate the Father. Jesus ate bread. Shout hallelujah. Hello, son. What the bread Jesus ate became his flesh. The bread Jesus ate. What happened, sir? It became his flesh and moved into his body. Are you listening to me? Those genetics came into his flesh. So when he is dividing the bread, he's dividing what, sir? He's dividing his flesh. So this flesh represents something in Jesus. So the Father's flesh, is the first life. So the Father's flesh is the Father's seed. Or the Father's corn. Turn into bread. Please, did you get that? The Father's flesh is the Father's bread. The Father's bread is the Father's corn. Turn into bread. Shout hallelujah. So if God wants to give you flesh, what does he do to you? He will give you the incorruptible seed. So when he's giving you the download, he sends it to you. Flesh is sent into you as light. So he's giving you gifts. Hello, sir. So what are gifts, son? Light or water? That is what I want to say. Body of Jesus is a gift. Another now is sacrifice, is blood. The principle of blood that surround blood is this. You can't get blood until you sacrifice. Not so. You have to kill before blood will come out. I hope I'm talking to you. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when blood comes out, and I give you blood, I offer you blood. Not so. I am saying to you, go and do what blood demands. Hello, sir. I offer blood. I give you blood. I am telling you is, what I'm saying is, the blood will tell you if you know what it takes for me to come out. I will not do less. That's all. Blood demands you to sacrifice. And there is no covenant. Immediately you see blood, begin to think of sacrifice. So the first thing is gift. Hallelujah. And then the next thing is what, sir? All of us shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctification. Brethren of the sanctuary. Not so? Of the Spirit. Sanctification of the Holy Ghost. Unto obedience. One. And then the next one, sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you, and peace be multiplied. So there are two things in place. What are they, son? Obedience. So what is obedience? Flesh. Bread. That's obedience. Immediately you see bread. Bread, what is that, sir? Immediately you see bread. What are you seeing? Obedience. When you see flesh, what are you seeing? Obedience. When you see eat this bread, it's telling you obey. That's the purpose of bread. What is obedience? Build me in you. That's obedience. Shout hallelujah. What do? You build me. Now, you know, yesterday I was talking to you about rod and staff. Immediately you see what breaks body down is the rod. You use rod to club and scatter in pieces. And you also use rod to build. You measure it. You get the alignment of the house. Measurement. 3 square. This one. 6 cubits is rod. So rod is used for building. Not so, sir. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want us to shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Staff is for sacrifice. Obedience and sacrifice. Obedience. Say that, son.
Obedience.
And what again?
Sacrifice.
So you may obey. But don't stop when it comes to sacrifice. In Hebrew, you wonder, is it you have not resisted unto blood. Still striving. Striving against sin there. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It means you are not building. Blood is another kind of sin. Blood is another type of sin. The sin is mentioned in there is the sin that informs the body. Is obedience of the building. I hope I'm communicating. Shout hallelujah. Blood is a different ballgame entirely. Can we shout hallelujah? He's talking about, you are not yet built. Talk class for you to sacrifice. Now, he's a built man. Somebody told liar, no le sacrifice. Or leo le sacrifice. Am I talking to you? Somebody who loves his life will not sacrifice. And that's why you cannot overcome the devil. Not so. You need the word and testimony. They overcame it by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. So you need both the testimony and the word. You need both the body and the blood. And because what you are resisting and what you are fighting is flesh and blood. Hebrew chapter 2. Somebody has given us his flesh and he has given us his blood. As long as children are partakers, flesh and blood, he too likewise partook of the same, that in my words, no, we came into flesh and blood, but ours became corrupted. Our blood became someone else's blood. Someone else's blood is someone else's life. That's why we have to be trained not to love our life until the life dies. So what is life, my son? Blood. So when Jesus said, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. What Jesus is saying there is, what can destroy your body, your building, is me, is my bread. What can attack the life you have is my life. So what is the life? What is the life you are using? You use the life to overcome the life of the devil. So the love not their life. It is blood talking. It is the sprinkling of the blood overcoming another blood. How many of you believe that sin is blood? Though your sin be as scarlet, they shall be what, my brother? Though your sin be as crimson, as red, I will make them as what, my brother? As white as snow. Say that after me. White. Say it again. The first thing I do to your sin is that I turn them white. What is he saying there? I'll give you the white corpuscles first. Before I give you the, what's that, the red corpuscles. If you are there, you are red, and you are not what's that, you don't have the white corpuscles, I don't trust your blood. Make them white as snow. Then turn them. Then you have the red also. Those two cells are the one involving in the blood. Can you tell me the shape of the corpuscles? Almost like sacco. Capsule. Can we shout hallelujah? Amen. Amen. Those things mean things. We do things. What God has written in scripture is what God do in humanity is what's in the Bible. There is no mistake, sir. What God is saying, I kept promises in your body. Even the shape of your cell, both bodily cells and cells of your blood, they speak something. Can we shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. Can I continue?
Yes,
so, hallelujah, obedience and sprinkling. Is that clear?
Yes,
they have called us. Everlasting life, first of all, is obedience and what's that?
Sprinkling.
And sprinkling. Say, sprinkling.
So
it's divided. Two types of obedience. One is obedience of light. Obedience of light. So sin is not terminated in a body until you get to blood. Jesus said, I am the bread. So give me. So when Jesus is giving you gifts, amen. When Jesus is offering us gift, what is he giving to us? Light. When he's giving me sacrifice, what is he giving to me? He's giving me blood. So when he's showing me blood, he's telling me you have to do more than resisting sin. Now you are about to touch the life of your sin. Yes. The life of what, man? So when they say sins and iniquity, I will remember no more. So this priestly teaching, that's why it can only take priests to open Bible. You won't see Bible school teaching this kind of things. Theologians don't come here. They teach you history of the Bible. Even I give the book of Hebrew when it was written at the time of winter when Paul was departing. And what happened was that he was trying to sail to Troas. Something happened. And there's a man called Gatlitalion, which the Bible did not mention. It was in his house that he moved the parchment and all that. I get him, they begin to tell historical facts that is not there. Are you getting me? Troas is by the coastline of this. Are you getting me? Eastern side of the Shungbad Ola Street is eating life and you are teaching nonsense. You see, the things Satan does not like this kind of teaching. You are touching the core of his person, you are taking out things from him. Because Satan deals in these two quantities. He's an Eje boy. Am I liking to you? No longer is a red dragon. His beast is as it is also a red scarlet colored beast. No, they are not joke. They deals in life. That's their currency. Ikuni. Shout hallelujah. So when you say death, the person, when you say death of the opposite of Satan, the person has done sacrifices and killed everything God in himself. So Satan's blood is also very prophetic. It will lead you as a false prophet. Where you murder everything that has to do with the traces of God. What he did in himself, he will teach you how to do you in yourself. Don't joke with this dragon. Seven heads, 10 horns. Horns are covenant. Crowns are promises. Oh, Milo. Sheng, bomi. Say it to me. Horns are covenant. Crowns are promises. Seven crowns upon his heads. Seven crowns. These crowns are not ordinary. They are promises. Promises. So when you see Satan, he's got something to offer. When you see the red dragon, you won't see his body. What you see is his crown. So when you're about to take his crown, you say, no, you start from somewhere. There are things, you have to commit terrible sin. Do iniquity before you can touch the crown. Are you interested in my crown? You must learn how to hate God. Sir, what was Adam seeing and Eve in Garden of Eden as fruit? Did they eat tree? There was a tree now. But the trees have fruit hanging. What are those things? Promises. Only. Am I going? But listen, when they ate the fruit, they didn't receive promise that day. Did they receive anything? They died. Imagine they ate fruit and you became a beggar trying to cover yourself with fig leaves. That's not promises. It was a demotion. Satan was saying to them, listen to me, you need to do more. For you to yield the fullness of the tree. And God said, am I communicating to you? So this, listen to me. And it's just like somebody has promised you become rich, you come further, the money go further. He said, you need to try more. And you go further. As you are trying, it's called near miss. They tell you more sacrifice. You work You've not worked hard enough. You go, the money draws back. And then you not work hard enough. The money goes. He kept pulling back. Rich evil men, before they give you money, they say, listen, I will connect you. How much do you say you need? Daddy, all along I've been suffering, and I told her that you will help. You are the one who helped Jigolo, you helped that one. You helped Gonogo, you helped that one. And I see all of them moving around. They say, and they introduce you to me. What's your name? Banjo. From which state are you? I'm from Itakpe village, sir. Okay, I've been there many years ago. What's the name of your present Oba? Because the other one, Lassisi, that was ruling you, I helped him. You know Lassisi's Oba? That's my uncle. No problem. You're a small boy. My jobs are now not difficult. The money is very easy to get. you just need 2 weeks. But before then, you will help me. As you are going now, you meet somebody. Somebody will give you something. Take a letter to the other person. Then we can talk from there. Finally, they call me. Since this time, he came. Then this is the new man that wants to. You're welcome, young man. How's everything? Before we can give you the lead way, all of these people don't do anything. You see them? They are my children. You can't hack into them because we all keep secrets. We keep the place where this money is flowing from. A lot of people have betrayed us. We kill them. So we'll give you an assignment. You go with Tiger. You go. There's a man that needs to be shot dead. He's blocking a contract that is coming. What, 15 billion? He has vowed he will not allow us. You just escort them there. They will tell you what to do. That's the end. Baba, it's not what I say. You want to be rich? It's not easy. Tiger will laugh. He would do, he's still a small boy, but don't worry, daddy, he's going to be trained. Promises has covenant. If you know all those boys who come to, who give tithe, some of them, what they do. Shout hallelujah. All these men that you want to model, if you know what they do. You go and ask them the principle of making it, and you say, young, what do you do to young people? You go and say, they're ambitious. Sir, tell us, you know, Southerners, they like knowledge. An outside man doesn't believe in that. No matter how you will learn you, and then you leave Nigeria, and then you end up cleaning toilet with all your degree. Promises in lay. Amen. The world is changing the way it has to be. It's not because you're a medical doctor, you eat tomato kawe. Nothing, let me eat kawe, you will not get anything. Somebody said, I have read, nothing is happening. Satan is now, he's no longer rewarding these things anymore. He wants people to do work. Dagenham Eatway is a place in London. There is a shopping, when you are passing, you pass through that shopping mall. One, you see them, I see my man cleaning, what's that? The ground and all that in London, mopping it with uniform. I was told he's a lawyer. You know, when you want to know people in London, go to a barber, Nigerian barber shop. I was staying there. One guy was babbling me. He said, Baba Mujem on plan. He has seen it. All these things I'm doing, I'm going back to Nigeria. But he make a woman on Loni. He me. She said, Libo Dian told Lotte, Pen Bibi. Ah! But I did back. Money, eh? Could the Lolly one movie to work with you? Oh, no, the jacket and leave there. Oh, no. And shout out a little, ha! And that's what, yeah, about it, God. You see that guy has lost hope of coming back home. He doesn't care. At least, amen. What is receiving a stipend? And their government is mean somewhere. You say you make £3,000, they take 1,500. Are you getting me? Or they take £1,000 or £800 out of £3,000. Eh? These ones live by the power of God. They are not ordinary men. These men, they are more powerful than us here. When you see somebody in London surviving, he loves Jesus more than anything. God bless you. These children are not ordinary men. They are not ordinary men. So Adam thought that that day he would become like God. God, not to happen. Adam boy, so Jackia Kalua ya kuratua kliti klikwa jackla. Oju akonla. Satan is a wicked guy. Hey, should deceive me, oh. Serpent. But what about I don't know. Let me go more. Moje besoro ingo. Doctor. Serpent, you say we are going to become like God, as I tell you, me too. Somebody is talking to me as I'm there. I need to find out the forgive me. I get it. And he ate the fruit bar. Ah. He began to run and hide among trees. Is that like God? Satan didn't tell him all the story. In between it. And the God kind is trying to produce. Satan was not interested to make anybody like God. He's just looking for what he has. Like God. That was the promise of the tree. And you know, God now says, man has become like one of us. Or as one of us. But let drive him out of the gate. God, it has become as what, sir? Trinity was in that place, sir. That horse occurred several times in scripture, especially in Genesis. Go to let us. You see that us in chapter of 11. Let's confuse their language. They were showing horse. It was in Genesis, he withdrew. What Jew met in Exodus, I am the Lord thy God, I am one God. They don't know. But Moses was riding horse. And they wrote horse. So they read horse, let horse. They don't know what's the meaning of the horse. Amen. To me, it's enough for me to believe that God is, there's the Father, there is the Son, there's the Holy Ghost. So let me say there's just one person. That God, Holy Ghost is God, is the Father. Holy Ghost is... Shout hallelujah. They don't believe in that three thing. They are three. Meta ni one. Meta. Am I lying to you? Minds can't resolve it. And there are three that bear witness. It's not there is three. I'm moving on right now. Are we there? So, Adisa, where did I get to? Can you, you know that point before we move on? Amen. Thank you, Adisa. The blood is life. Amen. Is the body. Both of them are lives. Both of them mix life in you. Both of them are life. And God give both of them. But one is called a gift, and the other is a gift of sacrifice. So when God is giving you bread, he's giving you obedience. And he's giving you blood, he's giving you sacrifice. So the gift of blood is the impartation of how to sacrifice. It gives you what to sacrifice with. The tool of sacrifice. When God is giving us blood, 1 John chapter 1 verse 5. This is then the message we have heard of him, that God is light. This everlasting God is light. In him is no darkness at all. What is in him is light. Variableness. Unvaried light. Unturning light. If we say that we have fellowship with him, light causes us to have fellowship with him. Then we walk in darkness. So it's possible to walk in darkness. If you have fellowship and you are walking in darkness, then you are not doing the light. You do not the truth. The truth is the light. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, this is our everlasting positioning. We have fellowship one with another. That is, you have fellowship with God. So it's in fellow, commune. We have communion one with another. So when God called Moses into communion, he's in the most holy upon the ark. He said, you can come in and commune with me. But this fellow should not come. So it means Moses has come there several times, not without a temple. Not with this kind of a temple. Moses has entered into a transaction with God, and God has taken iniquity away from him. I hope I'm talking to you. So what happened to Moses is what God duplicated in tabernacle and kept for Israel to walk in. Reverend sir, if the people move to the mountain, move close enough to the mountain, and endure the word spoken, there won't be need for killing animals. But immediately that they fell and said they don't want that kind of transaction, God decided, okay, write those things which I said in the book. That was the day they entered trouble. Am I lying to you? And later on, God said, okay, he enjoined both the books and the people through blood. They sprinkled the people, sprinkled the book. I hope I'm communicating to you. Then God, later on, God, now finally, God produced a covenant of stone instead of the people's heart. Are you seeing what it took? God now wrote on stone instead of heart. Then put it amidst the people, telling them, make sure you attain what is on the stone. But they couldn't. For generations, Israel could not get there. Israel couldn't get there. So it's clear, this is one way I'm going. What is his name, sir? Aaron once in a year have access to what Moses naturally will have access to. So Aaron went in once in a year, not so, Pastor. Maybe Aaron, if Aaron has 40 years, praise God, they should be going there every year. Not so. So Aaron went inside there. And what they do is that the Shekinah appear with him with the golden censer. The smoke of the censer will cover the ark on top of the mercy seat. God wanted that smoke so that he won't smell Aaron. Am I communicating to you? They need to burn the incense so that God can water. He wants to smell another. So when we enter there, shout hallelujah. God wants to be smelling the high priest. That we must get in there with the high priest. So God smell the incense. And the Shekinah appear, the glory appear. That's the time. You hear me? They will begin to do sprinkling on the altar. Now, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's like my heart. It is a complex teaching. It's like my heart. Sins are there. So God gives me light to walk in, which koinonia me with God. It koinonia me with God. I form a fold with God in fellowship. Shout hallelujah. As long as I'm walking in the light, what happened? I am in fellowship with God. Then if I am in fellowship with God, meaning the word fellowship with God means obedience to God. Shout hallelujah. Meaning I'm a co-worker with God. I am building with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say amen. Be net it on the net. While I obey in light, God will now provide blood for sacrifice. Now, what I'm sacrificing, how am I sacrificing here in this duty of fellowship? Hear this, very easy. I just hope the Lord will put this in your heart. Can we shout hallelujah? Now, this sin here, obedience cleanse some sin, not all sin. So the rest of the sin, the strength of sin, which is also blood, what blood is taking care of it here is a blood. It's a blood. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Blood for blood. Am I communicating to you? Flesh for flesh. Blood for blood. Blood for blood. If you are not in fellowship, you won't have power to touch your blood. If I say I don't have sin, I lie and do not the truth. So it means doing the truth unveils the sin, cleansing the sin, and doing the truth. Also, so when I say I am doing the truth, it unveils sin. I mean, when you are obeying the truth, oh my God, when you're obeying the light everlasting, the word of God, it exposes the life called sin. The hidden life of sin, that life I love. The life, what, my brother? And what happens to the blood of Jesus? Then they cannot trust you with blood. God won't bring blood your way if he knows that you will break code. But when you are capacitated enough, you know, it takes a man to hold an animal to sacrifice it. So why is God saying, take something, take a lamb to yourself? That lamb is not that lamb. You are that lamb in the Old Testament. So It means bring yourself. Not so. It means there is something in you you need to let go. There is a lamb in you. You have your own kind of what, my brother? That I don't know what kind of lamb he eats. Hallelujah. Say amen.
Amen.
I'm not hearing you. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lamb means what you love to keep, something you are protecting.
Yeah.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Not of God, but of you. But God offers you his lamb for your lamb. He offers you his son's blood for your blood. So God is seeing what you are keeping. So cleansing here is not, oh, blood came and washed you. No. No, you have to agree with the blood before cleansing is taking place. There can never be a remover or remitting without a release. It means you must cooperate with the sin to go. If not, my sin remains. So immediately this is done. This is where Jesus is present. Jesus must be present here to assist you and to strengthen you to let go that life. Jesus will be talking and interceding. Oh, aye, bruku ni keni. You know when Satan comes secretly to you, wanting your it is not here that this cleansing takes place. Oh, as I'm teaching, while you are going home, while you are driving, you are in fellowship. At time when you're on the toilet seat, some people are making decisions. When you are lying down in your bed, as long as light has come, you are before the throne. Things are happening. It is the presence of your soul in the community of judgment. Am I talking to you? That's where the transaction takes place. Where you finally submitted your will. When you now said, when you make the Lord let it go, you now made that decision, I don't care. At times you shout at the devil, come with me. I will go for this life.
Yeah.
Temptation, trial is taking place. That's why he that endured temptation. Am I talking to you? You are enduring him. And you are not enduring temptation because of anything, but for life's sake. I say for life's sake. I say for life's sake. You want the crown. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Make your decision for the life. When you do that and you endure it, and all sins are cleansed, covenant is made. Immediately the covenants are made, nothing stops the promises. Crowns are given. Are we blessed? Is anybody who understands what I've just said? I say crowns are what, my brother? I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
Shout it, say crowns are given. Can we shout it again? Say crowns are given. Crown of life. Crown of life. Crowns of life. Crown of life. Walk covenant crowns. Walk covenant crown. Now there is a different thing about covenant. Listen to me. Covenant is a crown directly over the walk. Covenant seals the head. The walk is the end of the word. I'm talking about the covenant. When the Bible says somebody has got a covenant of peace, it means there is peace, but he's got the covenant. Meaning he has the life validity of peace. There is a mastery you gain yourself because you overcome some things. Am I talking to you? Over years you have overcome some things. even without being crowned, you develop mastery from work, or for work's sake, you fight, you fought, your hands are taught, you resist, and then you gain mastery over that spirit, over that nature. Am I communicating to you? Then you can help somebody. Then I say you have covenant. It means you have resisted and disobey and disobey and disobey and disobey and disobey a spirit. Now, inside a spirit, there are turnings in a spirit of a nature. Inside that spirit, it will come at point. It will tempt you at all point to break you. When it tempts you at all point, he has given all that he has, because what is making war with you is a crown prince. You get his crown. You will know him. You will know the spirit. Because you have overcome it. I hope I'm talking to you. When somebody has, when you see a weak brother around it, you say, I know it. This is what it does to you. This is what it does to you. This is what it does to you. There was a spirit I gained, I overcame. I saw the spirit in a vision. When I saw the spirit in a vision, that was the end. So, when people come, they don't last in that thing. I say, I know what he's saying. He will say this to you. How do you know? Later on, you will come back and say another to you. While you are talking, the Spirit is talking to them. Are you listening to me? And while you are talking, the Spirit is telling you, don't listen to this guy. They are all liars. Look at their face. They are deceivers. They make Christianity simple. I say, it's a spirit talking to you. Especially the spirit of religion. You don't know why people will just accept a norm and they will not change. Even though they are looking at the world, Koro Koro only believe where. It's a crown prince talking to them. So when spirits are, when they are moving their life into men, because let me tell you, a spirit's strength is not for him to possess you. Possession is that he takes over you. Out of anger, they do possession. But what the life is, that let them stay outside you be. Let them, you staying outside you and you are doing what they are bidding without they controlling you. How did they know? It's when their nature is in you. Am I communicating? That's the joy. That's the victory of spirit. But give thanks be to God who causes us to triumph. God will cause you to triumph. Now, I'm telling you, we are going to beat spirit. And we are beating some. This is the season of taking crowns from spiritual wickedness. Where? In high places. Because our victory is sure. The crowning is now. So like I said to you, anytime you war with spirit, you take spoils. They are spoils. You see, there are something to gain from a devil when you overcome him. You gain something. Anything you overcame, you gain something. How do I mean, Pastor? You gain warfare, skill of war. That's why when a warrior has fought many wars and won, it becomes too dangerous. They will tell you he's fought wars. He understood the way of warfare. So be careful with him. Shout hallelujah. Pastor, you know it's not easy to beat a champion. Congratulations, everybody. Amen. Let me not be kind. Everyone say amen. My wife doesn't say amen. I don't know. Heaven is not. It's like heaven allowed me to also joyfully. I like Anthony Joshua a lot. He won. Amen. Shout hallelujah. Reverend, he won, sir. That young boy won. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm praying that Anthony Joshua will come into eternal life. Yeah. He will have it. He will have it. Everybody say amen. You know, Joshua bears the North's name, Jesus. And the way he behaves, he doesn't know too much, but too meek, too humbled. Are you getting me? It doesn't take glory. You are the best champion. I don't think so. I'm trying my best. A bosser, they don't do that. Amen. Let me not talk about Anthony Joshua. I said, God is making you overcome spirit.
Amen.
A spirit will stand side by side with you and said, I know you. Because you have taken their crowns. When the spirit sees you, before you is crownless. And before some other person, he has he has crown. But before you is crownless. Reverend, before you, many spirits are crowned. They know you. When someone says, you know Ken, evil spirit. Ken, I know Ken. Because he has fought with you. Evil spirit has fought with you. You overcame them. And God left them for us to overcome them. So we'll be better in warfare. Because for every warfare, there is what, sir? Promotion. It's a crown. Don't you know that temptation is war? Amen. Temptations are war. Are we blessed today? All of us shout hallelujah. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
My teachings today is more about everlasting life. So you can see there is a reigning that we do in life everlasting. The crown on everlasting reign, or the crown of life, is necessary. Amen. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say that after me. It's necessary for eternal life. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is it. He forgiveth my sins. Bless. Psalm 103. Amen. So blessed is the man. Is it blessed he that endureth, the man that endureth temptation? You are blessed. So blessing, temptation is a means to blessing. That's why God wants you to be tempted, because he wants you blessed. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemeth your life from destruction? Then next thing, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Loving kindness and tender mercy. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy day youth is renewed like what, sir? Like the eagles. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Crowns. After iniquities are cleansed and life is redeemed, you are crowned. So the crown, it's from God. It's what the Lord gives to every man that has executed his work and who had finished it. He gives them the crown to seal them. Not so. When you say, I have said to his seal, God is true. Praise God. A man that is seal of God, hallelujah, it means it's got the finishing of the work around him. Now, crowns are not just to seal the work. Crowns also touches the next level. You need to think in terms of crowning to be able to relate with a crown. Oh. Give me John, 1 John. This is a crown. Chapter 5. He that is born of God, he that is born of God, keepeth himself. And the evil one toucheth him not. You know, there's a level where you are born of God, but you have not gained the skill of keeping yourself. So these births, you know, there are births in the works. I hope I've been born, I hope I've been born again. So in the season of being born, am I communicating to you? There is the highest birth. The birth of a crown. Are you guys getting me? That God conferred on you to give you a sense on how to keep yourself from the evil one. So the evil one, you can be born of God, and the evil one will come around you and he cannot touch you. Because you have mastered the perimeters of safety, of salvation. It takes, this is a crown. This is a crown. That I'm saying to you. This thing is a crown. Keep yourself, not so, where? In the love of God. That love of God is a crown. It's like loving kindness. So some things are covenant promise. Not so? And God gives us the crown of promise that stands on the covenant itself. Shout hallelujah. Which is tender mercy. Pastor, tender mercy. Tender mercy. The works of God are love of God. All the works of God, the love of God is called grace of God. Or God's compassion. But his tender mercy are over all his works. Amen. Are we blessed? I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
Let me show you some kind of promise. Hebrews chapter 8. This is the covenant I will make with them after those days. I will write my laws in their heart. I will put my laws in their mind. I will write them in their heart. This is covenant. This is making of covenant. They don't write it one day. Covenant can start and covenant can finish. And I will be to them a God. Season of covenant is the time of the blood. Hallelujah. Are you getting me? Season of covenant is what's is a time of the blood. When the blood has been done, sacrifices are going on. Because covenants are not made without sacrifices. It's a God that I said unto me, those my saints who have made covenants with me by sacrifice. So I will be to them, write them in their hearts, I will be to them. That's the crown. I will be, not what they did. This is a promise. This is one promise. I will be to them a God. So this is a promise. Put laws in their mind. It's covenant. They have to do something for covenant to be written in their heart. If they are not cooperating with the process of making the covenant, they can disagree and leave the place of the covenant. It takes two parties. Yeah. But here, the covenants are finished. Then God will now say, after I've seen the covenant, I will be to them a God. That is the promise of covenant. And they shall be to me a people. That's a promise. Let's see the next one. It's not finished. They shall not teach every man his own neighbor, every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. Now, this is not the season of teaching. This is not the season of teaching for covenant. There is a knowing of God in covenant. But this is different. This is the promise of knowing. This is a promise for to know. This is having the crowns of everlasting life. Amen. This is knowing him, knowing the Lord, for they shall know me without teaching them. So he's saying, listen, without me teaching you to know God, when the covenant, I must have taught you knowledge for you to assess covenants. Now when I, because God is light, when God shines the light, he comes to preachers. So when preachers preach and breathe God's light, you know God. You know him. You know him. You know him by the word. You know him through prophecy. You know him by the blood. Covenants are made. When covenants are made, we now say the works are finished. And when the works are finished, what happened? God crowns the work. You make covenant. You make covenant. It means that agreement. Are you getting me? That you have made with God, that point of agreement is what is called covenant. The sphere of agreement. Then God can now say, I am your God. It's a different thing. You are my people. They now can know me. It's another thing entirely. They will know me. All of them will know me. Without any of us teaching them, they know God. When you say you know God, then you have life. Because this is life eternal. That they may know thee, the only true God. Now, knowing him, the only true God, there is a crowning, is a promise. Dealing with that raw promise. Dealing with that raw promise. Dealing with the promise of everlasting life, you need its covenant. I just want to say to you that you can't get promises. You can't get that promise of everlasting life without its covenant. Covenant of promise. This is life, my brother. This is life. No. No is life. To know there is not to know about God or to know things of God. It's to know him. You know him. You are knowing him. And that is life eternal. Go forward. It's, this thing is reward. They will know me from the least to the greatest. Their sins and iniquities. That is also a promise. I will remember no more. Go up. I will be merciful unto their unrighteousness, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. So you can now see how the promises die down. Finally, because eternal life is a promise. It's a promise without covenant. So that's a difficult task. It's an uphill task. There is no way I can. I have looked at it and seen it, but I couldn't just arrive there and teach about the morning star. I have to come back again. There is no way I have. I wish I have more time. Thank you, sir. I can't. There's no way. This is the way. The realm of reward for now, what I know, I'll be very humble. I'm not seeing covenants attached to them. Amen. God trusts the crowns everlasting. Everlasting life crowns are enough to seat eternal crown. Now, when you see the mercy crown of everlasting life is pointing upward, waiting for eternal crown. Tender mercy, shout hallelujah. Now, when you keep yourself in the love of God, you are waiting to receive mercy. Keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is not eternal life. This is not eternal crown. It's everlasting crown. You know, I told you, crown you with loving kindness and tender mercy. I don't know. There's a crowned covenant you come into that gives you the mastery to keep yourself. When you keep yourself, you are supposed to use that season, amen, to look for what, my brother? The everlasting crown that leads to eternal life. Are you getting me? The mercy of someone is called the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. Unto. So this mercy in itself, son, this mercy in itself is not eternal life, but is a mercy that understands eternal life. That's what the Son of God has brought to us, an understanding, that we may know him that is true. Not so?
Yes,
shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. For we are in him that is true. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Even in his Son Jesus Christ. Not so? This is the true God. It's not only that. And the only true God. And eternal life. So you can see they are close. So what he is talking there about understanding is a crowning. He has brought to us mercy. The intention of Jesus is that they will know God, meaning we might have crowns. So there is a knowing called crowning, amen, which are promises. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Not just knowing for work's sake, but knowing for knowing him's sake. So when you know him for knowing him's sake, you reign. When you reign, listen to me, as you reign in mercy and by mercy, it is that season of reigning that God brings life eternal. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
I want us to shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We will reign.
Amen.
Anyone that has the mercy crown, the evil one toucheth him not. The evil one toucheth him. You go beyond touching him. Listen, you get to a place where you have the ability to develop the radar for capturing eternal signals. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Pastor, like the brand, like Jacinth and Boaz, the crowns upon them are mercy and loving kindness. Two crowns. One is a band of the curious walk. The next one is actually a crown with where protrusion upward. What is he doing? He wants to grab something. He's looking for something. Am I communicating to you? You have to be a pillar with a crown. At the end, the highest crown to get eternal life. Now, are you ready for me?
Yes, sir.
Now, I want to say something to you. I hope you are. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Everything about reward are crowns. They are promises. You get me?
Yes,
say it again, sir.
Everything about rewards are crowns.
All the rewards, what are they, my brother? They are mastery. They are promises. Now, you see, this is wisdom. God has just added a thought. What has God added? To be able to come to a place where you do without covenant, to relate with crown as with crown, is the highest, higher plane of judgment. Because normally covenant help you to assess a crown. But God is saying, I'm giving you a crown. Are you listening to me? Without works. So, inside the crown, are you getting me? Is a short walk. It's a quick walk. I don't know, maybe I'm talking to you. Which you must assimilate and the promise. So doing the promises itself is a walk. Doing the promises itself. Eye level, you do the promises. It's the promises are some promise walk. Meaning, what are works there are promises. It means you must have, it's the world of the head, not the world of the body. That's when God is giving you the Godhead. It's beyond eternal powers. Now they stand up. Very simple wisdom. You see your body, how stretched it is. Are you seeing your head? You see the head as it looks like. The head too has measurement, but it's shorter. But what is in the head is deadly. Am I communicating to you? Everything about the head controls the body. Light is in the head. Mouth that leads to the stomach is in the head. Hearing that makes the body move is in the head. The brain is in the head. Eyes is in the head. Nose is in the ear. So protrusion, the opening to the body, is in the air. So you can see that the head has measurement, has level. Even the head's at level. From his head to his beard is a measurement. Am I communicating to you? So everything about the head are measurements of crowns. So when you are making the head, you are making a stature of crowns. What did I say, my son? When he said, I will make you the head. I can make you, what's that? The head and not the tail. I will make you, what's that? Say it, son. What is it? Godhead. Everything about Godhead is eternal life. It's eternal life. The head are packed together of promises. You are dealing with raw promises. Promises. But you can't deal in such transaction if you are not ready to be able to engage in head process. There's no hand in the head. Eh? There's no what, my brother? Hand in the head. No hands in the head. What is just? It's just head. It's a terrible region. Say amen. To be able to get head and handle the head. That's why you need crown for the head, which is the mercy of our God. Mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that makes you get to the head. When you now get to the head, you start the head journey. Now, season of the head is not one day thing. Shout hallelujah. It's not what, my brother? So there is God. And then there is throne. Say it, sir. There is the body and there is testament. So there is something about God's throne. Are you getting me? And God. You can't separate God from his throne. And you can't sit on the throne of God except you are God. Except you are head like him. You can't sit on eternal throne. I don't know, maybe I'm talking to you. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Except you have those things that God is. What we are dealing with is a vast world. But it's good that we know him. We know God. When we say we are knowing God, you are actually knowing the rewards. You are knowing the promises. This is the promise that he has promised us. Even eternal life. And what is eternal life? To know the only true God. and Jesus Christ, whom thou art sent. That's life eternal. Is that clear? Everybody say amen.
Amen.
What is the meaning of that? Who has he sent? Who has he sent? Who is this Jesus Christ that he has sent? Who has he sent? Whom he has sent is the Lamb, Anion. That's the person he has sent, is to know this little Lamb that he had sent. Hallelujah. Because in that Lamb is the knowing of the true God. What that Lamb is the knowing. Say it, son. What the Lamb is the knowing of the true God. I want us to shout that, sir. What the Lamb is the knowing of the true God. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Shout it again, every one of us.
Hallelujah.
Shout it again, every one of you.
Hallelujah.
You can reach the head and you don't have the hair. It's another thing. Because the covering of the head is the hair. Can we say amen? So it means there is crowns upon crowns. His hair are promises. His head are promises. That is how you know the only true God. And we will know all these things. If Daniel could see the Ancient of Days, his hair as white as wool. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Finally, in the reward are what I call internal rewards. Things that goes into you. White stone, hidden manna, tree of life. Not so. What are those things, son? But they are external rewards. Name upon. There is a name within. There is also a name upon. Those are hallelujah. I don't know, maybe I'm talking to you. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah?
I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To give you the morning star. Amen. He gives you the reward of the rod. Shout hallelujah. They are for external manifestation. Even though the morning star is an internal placement that finds expression outside. I hope I'm talking to you. I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, but is it, you can see that this reward is after one another. It's actually a body of promises. It's a body of promises. Say it, son.
It's a body of promises.
Some form the outward part of the promise. Some form where? Inward part of the promise. So, what God was showing to us are both his intestines and his outward dimension. So what makes God God? But there is another one. There is also the throne. That what God, eternal God, is made up of, sits on. What is the throne, my son? The throne is the throne is the life of God. Say it, my son.
The throne is the life of God.
Tell me where the throne came from. It came from within. So, throne is not something God sits on only externally. Throne is who he is on the inside. It's the constitution of his reign. So you can see that the throne is the entire submission of the God only true self is the submission for operation of how God carry out his, what's that? His dominion. That is throne. That is God's throne. Amen. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The wisdom of ruling. The skill to handle, to interpret reigning is the throne. How God reigns is the throne. What, how God rules in the throne. So before you can reign, you must have what, sir? That which it takes to sit on the throne. The throne, you wouldn't, even though God did a lot to make a throne, to speak out his throne, to reveal his throne. Now, the throne of God is the spirit within of God that God brought out. The very secret of rulership and reigning, God brought it out and God sits on it. So God is sitting on the inside of himself. And before that can be done, everybody say amen.
Amen.
I say you need what, my brother? The formation for to sit on the throne. To sit on the throne, are you getting it? Is a manifestation of eternal life. This is life eternal. This is life eternal. Hallelujah. But at the same time, there is also interpretation of what eternal life is what the throne of God get done. Am I making some sense to that? How many of you have life? Life eternal. So what did I call eternal life first of all? Embodiment of promises. Say that after me.
Embodiment of promises.
Say it again.
Embodiment of promises.
So when they say crown of life in eternal life, what does that mean, my son? That is what, sir? The finish of the seal of promise. Meaning inside those crowns, there is the highest one. Shout hallelujah. I hope I'm communicating to you. Can we say amen?
Amen.
I'm not hearing you. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
I'm not hearing you. Shout amen.
Amen.
Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
For example, you can't break in pieces if the crown is not authorizing it. Sir, mark you, these things are lives. It takes lives to have eternal life. It takes life eternals to have one major life eternal. So like I said, you saw yesterday, all of you said, God is a big, is a massive morning star. I can tell you something about star. At times, some star are not formed. Some star we see is not one star. Many stars come together and become one star. Habahata Nahida. Fosibrehe. They say when Jesus was about to born, according to history, they said three stars came together from different positions and aligned to form Jesus' star. Those wise men from the east must have been led by those three stars. And they came together. How many gifts did they come with? What are they, son? A man. Shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
So when we're talking about star, it means all those things you are seeing as reward They are star. So yesterday I was telling you that a star, something ball-like, called morning star, is a staff. You're wondering, how can a ball be a staff? That's God's wisdom. Please take that. Take that, my son. A ball can rule as a star. It's a star that was leading men to Jesus. It means that star was a staff that led them. And it led them. That's why these spirits are dangerous. When they say a star, amen, it means it's a body of leadership. That's why the devil is dangerous. Amen. The devil can lead so far. The devil can what, my brother? The what God did in the morning, what God imputed in a morning was too heavy. And they are morning of creation. But Jesus is the morning of everlasting life, of eternal life. Jesus is the bright and the morning star. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Eternal brightness. Eternal what, sir? An eternal morning. East, where they've been before creation. Glory that I had with thee before the world was formed. Can you give me the glory of the eternal morning? Give me the glory. What God did in a flock, what God arranged in a flock. When we say something is a flock, it's actually the work of a star. It was the wisdom of the star. You need to lead to scatter it. You need to lead people to scatter it. Because you can't finish scattering a man. Even the devil has not finished scattering men. Since about how many years? 6,000 years ago. It's been leading. It's been leading. All those kill, steal, destroy, they are all leading. Sir, Jesus just came 2,000 years ago. 400 years, he achieved all the and scattered all the leadings in men. To be able to remove Satan. Now tell you how superior Jesus' leadership is. Everybody look at me. Even at the right hand side of the Father on earth, he's still leading. That's what he's using his throne to do. When he says, I will give you the throne of your father David. You know, David has a star, the star of David. Jesus came to raise it high at a very high echelon. Jesus is the son of David. The son of David. Tell me who David is, son. Who is David? Oh? Who is David? Shepherd. David wrote about a king being a shepherd. How he should be, he should fall like the dew. That is, you know this, you know what he wrote in the book of Uzzah? Is it the book of Proverbs or a Psalm? Concerning, is it the book of Chronicles concerning shepherding? How a leader should be. He calls it a leader. A leader. Give thee a whole shepherd of Israel. That's not this one. It should be just. If you can find it. But if not, the God of Israel said, the rock of Israel spake to me, he that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. He shall be as the light of the morning. When the sun riseth, even a morning without clouds, as the tender grass springing out of the earth by the clear shining after rain. This David thought about a leader. This is how you should be. although my house be not so with God, yet he had made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things, and sure, this is all my salvation, and my desire all, although he make it not to grow, because somebody came to do it. Who is he? Jesus. But the sons of Belial shall be of them as stones thrusting away, because they cannot be taken with hands. Hey! Shaladama. But the man that shall touch them must be fenced with iron and the staff of his spear, and they shall be utterly burned with fire in the same place. Is there anyone again? That's the last verse. These be the names of the mighty men of whom David had, the Tachonite that sat in the seat, chief among the captains. The same was Adino, the Ethnite. He lift up his sword against 800 whom he slew at one time. So you can see how David, the David recommendation for a leader. What lead? I mean, David is saying a leader should have the power of the morning. Are we light of the morning? What does that mean by light of the morning? It should be a shepherd, a star of the morning. Sorry that I thought this at the end yesterday. I thought I would catch up with it in the middle, but it's not possible. It's clear we are going to stay here for some time. A terrible door has been opened, and we are going to journey in it. This is an entrance for us to God eternal. I still say we are spying out the land. These things will become too real to us. Amen. In the next 2 years, I know there is something that is here. This is cancerized speed. Quick. Something is coming to us. Hallelujah. We have to be just. We have to be righteous. Let us not be unjust. Let us be righteous. Let us not be filthy. Hallelujah. Let us be unfilthy. Let us be holy because of these things. Are we blessed?
Yes, sir.
Can we begin to thank him?
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.